I'm sure that you've heard someone say that homosexuals are born that way and they can't help it. And after all, haven't scientists actually proved that it is a genetic problem, that there's something in the DNA composition or genetic composition that causes a person to be a homosexual? And in fact, since that's true, they say, a person surely would not be disobeying God if they acted as a homosexual, because after all, that's the way God made them. And in fact, it would be wrong for them not to be homosexuals if God made them as homosexuals. Well, there certainly has been a lot of study in this area, but I would say to you quite frankly and as firmly as I can say and as plainly as I can say that that is not correct. In fact, that is a myth that has been fabricated and to a great degree has been manipulated by skewed conclusions from tests, from people who have certainly an agenda, and they will slant their findings in order to, in some form or fashion, justify that concept. It is not a true concept. But it is something that we hear normally. It's something that you hear about you all the time. And what happens is that as a result of that, people begin to believe that. When someone very aggressively and very positively says in a group that you may be a part of, well, people are born that way. They can't help it. And science has proved that. I think you need to speak up and say, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That is not correct. But when you say that, be prepared to back up what you say, because you are going to be challenged about that. A lot of study has been done, and probably the one that more people are more familiar with than anyone else is one that has been touted by a Simon LeVay. And if you've not seen that, you may have heard the name and in some way are familiar with the study that he did. This was reported in the Los Angeles Times on October the 23rd in 1997. And what he had discovered in a study of both heterosexual and homosexual males was that there was a difference in the size of a part of the brain. And so the conclusion that was drawn from that, the summary that was drawn from that, was that since that is true, and there is a difference in the size of the brain, then the brain, because of its size, is causing a difference in the sexual orientation. Well, that's what you hear if you ever hear somebody talk about that study done by Simon LeVay. Now, what you don't hear was that at the same time in that newspaper, there was a study reported that was done by Berkeley University in California. And the study was done on laboratory animals, and it was discovered in that study that by deviating the sexual behavior of the animals, it changed the size of parts of the brain.